I've always said dating is a lot like volleyball.
You have?
Yeah.
I've never heard that at all.
You know, you got a bump, set, and then spike. Right?
I don't get it.
Yeah.
And if anybody knows about dating in volleyball, it's Joanna, who's on the phone for a second date update right now. Right, Joanna?
Yeah, I am here.
Yeah.
I'm hoping
Joanna,
it's because you actually play volleyball.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
She knows a thing or two about bump setting and spiking. Am I right?
You are right.
Yeah. Your email said you met the dude you want to call today playing volleyball.
I did, yes. We're on a rec league together.
He's your teammate, huh?
No. Actually, he's on the opposite team.
Oh, an enemy.
Rival. Yeah. Does he French braid his hair, too, and put ribbons in it and then do lots of chants in the middle of the court?
No, he doesn't.
What's his name?
Brandon.
Brandon. Okay. And were you trying to sleep with Brandon in order to get the plays from the other team?
Oh!
The playbook.
No, I was not.
Because that's what I would be doing. All right.
You play in some serious rec leagues,
I do. I do.
Yeah, I mean, that is competitive.
I've had to do a lot of bad things, but our record was pretty good. So.
Okay. Worth it.
How'd you end up scoring a date with Brandon if he's not on the same team as you?
Well, let me preface this by saying there's no ref in our rec league.
Okay.
So there was a questionable call, and it happened to be near me. So I said it was out.
Uh-huh.
And immediately the opposing team went after me. Everyone was yelling and it got pretty heated.
Dude, and seriously, rec leagues get so intense.
Oh, they do.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's almost as if they think that they're in the Olympics.
Yeah, well, the teams were pretty chippy all night.
Whoa, okay. So you guys were heated.
Yes, definitely heated.
Well, that would make somebody get hot and bothered.
What?
Am I right? A little anger?
No, not exactly how it happens. But Brandon was part of, he was in on it too. He was also yelling at me.
Oh my gosh, he was yelling at you?
Yeah, I mean the whole team was mad at me because I said the ball was out and they thought the ball was in. But it was clearly out. I was right there.
So wait, how did that lead to a date?
Well, somebody on the opposing team, because it got so heated, somebody called me a derogatory word.
Oh,
wow.
Not appropriate.
So Brandon actually turned on his teammate and started arguing with him because the word was definitely over the line.
Yeah. So he was your knight in shining armor.
Well, it felt like that because the fight got so out of hand, Brandon punched the dude.
Wow, he punched his own teammate.
I mean,
how he's yelling at you and then one of his friends pipes up and crosses his eyes like, wait a second. And so he actually punched his own teammate.
Yes.
Wow.
Dude.
And I felt like he was kind of standing up for me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but the whole thing escalated, it sounds like, really quickly. Like, were you freaked out or were you like, oh, dreamboat?
The whole, arguing between the teams didn't really bother me. But once Brandon punched the guy, I was like, you know, basically, I've got to get out of here.
Yeah.
It just got real.
Yeah, it got pretty crazy. And basically, at that point, I just had to leave.
Okay, so how did you end up going out with Brandon, though?
So I see Brandon in the parking lot, and he confesses to me that he got kicked out of the league because he did that, because he punched the guy.
For you. He got kicked out of a co-ed rec league volleyball for you.
These things are so crazy. I mean, he probably ruined friendships, too.
Yeah, and if you know anything about these kind of leagues, it's devastating if you're kicked off the team.
I know. That shows how destined you two are to be together. That's amazing. And a beautiful story.
That's what I would say.
Okay. So what, in his tears in the parking lot, he asked you out?
No, actually, I gave him my number. And I said, you know, we should get some coffee sometime. And he said, yeah, sure.
Okay. And did you actually get coffee?
Yes, we did. We had coffee. And
did anybody get punched in the face on this occasion?
No punching.
Okay.
But he was still a little bit down, you know, from being kicked out. So
what did he say about the punching incident?
He just felt bad about it, and he kind of regretted it because he didn't want to be kicked off the team. But the guy definitely shouldn't have said the word to me, so he kind of felt good about, you know, taking matters into his own hands and literally and standing up for me.
Okay.
So how did coffee go then?
I think that it went really well. I mean, I was cracking jokes and stuff, and Brandon's a really nice guy. He's really great, and I definitely was very attracted to him.
Okay.
And I didn't get the feeling that he punches people on a regular basis, which
that's
is good.
Okay.
Another positive about Brandon.
Yeah.
So how did everything end then?
Well, I said, you know, we should do this again. And he said, yeah. So I was texting him, and he basically hasn't texted me back, and it's been a week now.
Okay.
Like nothing?
Nothing. No response at all. And I've texted him, you know, several times.
And why do you think he's not calling you back if you thought everything went so great?
I couldn't think of anything except for he might think that I'm high maintenance.
Why?
Really?
What did you do?
Well, I sent my coffee back 2 times because it wasn't right. But, I mean, but I like my coffee, and it wasn't right, so I sent it back.
It does sound kind of high maintenance.
What wasn't right?
I mean, I guess it depends why you're sending it back. Were you sending it back because it wasn't exactly 184 degrees?
No, I was sending it back because it wasn't made properly, and that's just, if I order a coffee a certain way, then it should be made a certain way.
Yeah, were you not getting a high maintenance vibe from you at all on that.
If you like coffee, you know how you want things, you know what it should taste like, what it should look like. And so if it's not like that, you know, you send it back.
Okay.
Well, maybe that did it. We'll find out. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and get your second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on.